Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is at your service. My name is Mike Elam. I'm a county councilman out in St. Charles County, but don't hold that against me. Sometimes I have interesting things to say. It's not that often, but we're hoping that tonight's that night that we're actually going to dial it in, and we're going to say something good. Matt is here with me. He's going to make sure that I keep it between the rails and that I don't say something really stupid because he'll turn the mic off. He's already had that conversation with Steve Moore, I'm sure, and Steve's like, hey, Mike's doing the show tonight. You know it's always iffy with him. Keep the dub button handy. We're not sure where that's going to go. Well, I appreciate you riding along tonight. Thank God we didn't have a flat tire like other sports people have done on this radio station today. And evidently, Kevin got his tire changed. He's okay. He didn't get killed at the gas station, so that's great. We're all excited about that. And Matt's like, really? Already? It's the first break. So you're already going to start that way. So tonight we have a full jam-packed 2 hours. We have got a whole lot going on. Joe McCullough is going to join us. Joe is a prosecuting attorney at St. Charles County. Tim Lomar resigned earlier this year, and Joe was named as the prosecuting attorney out there. You may remember, if you're in the St. Louis area at least, Joe's brother Bob McCullough was the prosecutor in St. Louis County for a very long time before Wesley Bell came in. So we're going to talk to Joe. Great guy. Got a good story, so we'll learn a little bit more about him. Ed Akers is going to join us at 8:30, and Matt is probably thinking at this point, why do you have this guy on every time you're on this show? Because I do, actually. I was just thinking about that when I was driving in. But Local 636 Day is coming up on June 3rd. June, 6 month, third day. And then we're going for, you know, the last six. You get a little creative. You don't have 314 that works out on a calendar, so you have to work it out a little bit. So 636 Day is going on this Saturday. It's happening in Frenchtown. It starts at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a fantastic time, open for everybody to come out. We've got bands, there's food, there's all kinds of things for you to be a part of. Ed's going to talk to us a little bit about that. At 8:45, I'm really excited about the opportunity to talk to Casey Van Allen. Casey Van Allen was the production director at KMOX for a very long time. He's a great guy. He ended up moving to Osage Beach, and now he is the owner of KRMS radio and TV station in Osage Beach. The reason we're going to talk with Casey is if you haven't been to Lake of the Ozarks in the past few years, there is a lot that has changed. Even Jimmy Buffett has made it to Lake of the Ozarks. There's a Margaritaville there now. A lot has been going on at Lake of the Ozarks with Airbnbs and people using, you know, boats that are included with your condo that you rented for the week. So there is a ton of stuff. Casey is tied into all of that. So we're going to get the opportunity to have a conversation with him. Normally, when I fill in at an Odyssey radio station, it's down the hall at the FM talk station. And a guy who is on the Mark Reardon show on a regular basis is a guy named Paul Hall. So Common Guy Films is Paul Hall. Paul does a fantastic job of picking out great things for you to catch up on, whether it's at the movie theater, whether it's on TV, all of the streaming services that are going on. I have not seen a show yet that Paul has recommended that I didn't love. So we're going to check in with him, get some ideas, and I think that's going to be good. Speaking of ideas, It's summer vacation season. Do you know where you're going this summer? If you don't, well, we're going to have Jan Stancic on. Jan is Travel Leaders, Jan's Travel and Cruise. She's got some great ideas for you for your summer travel season. And she's really good. She's what a great person to take the bullet for the rest of us. She actually goes to all these resorts all over the place to go check out what's a nice place for you to stay. I'm like, wow, I so want to be you when I grow up. That just sounds like a horrible job to go to all these five-star resorts and figure out which is the best. But she has, and she's going to be able to tell us the place that you're going to be able to find that. Now, hopefully, at 9:30, we're going to get the chance to talk to David Small. David is the general manager of the O'Fallon Hoots, but the O'Fallon Hoots are playing baseball tonight. There is baseball tonight in the St. Louis area, and it's going on right now out at Carr Shield Field in O'Fallon, Missouri. The O'Fallon Hoots is a college summer wooden bat baseball league, and it's great for these guys who, in many cases, have never touched a wooden bat before to really play a game with. They've been using aluminum bats since they were little kids, but they're about ready to go from college into pro. And when you get to pro, you leave your aluminum bat at home. So these guys get the opportunity to play a summer league. It's great baseball that you get to see. It's an affordable price. You could take the entire family out, but it's entertainment at a great value. They've also got a home run derby that they do every year with Major League Baseball alumni. And we're going to give him the opportunity to talk a little bit about that, something that you're not going to want to miss. That is a lot to squeeze in yet an hour and 45 minutes that I have left. I don't know how we're going to get all this done, but I'm going to try to talk really, really fast to see if we can get it in. Now, along the way, I may rant and rave about things that just drive me crazy. One of them being the fact that old guys shouldn't have babies. I'm just saying, Robert De Niro is 79. Hey, Bob, you should get this fixed. You shouldn't be having kids at 79 years old. And he says, hey, you know what? There's people older than me having babies. Sure enough, Al Pacino. Al Pacino got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant, and he is having a baby at 83. 83. He's older than Joe Biden, and he's having kids. God love you for your equipment still working at 83. I'm happy for you, right? You've been getting your prostate exam done every year since you were in your 40s, I'm guessing. So your stuff is still working. You may want to stop it working. I'm just saying, when you're having babies with a woman who's your grandchildren's age, you may have crossed a line. I'm just saying. But to each his own, I guess. She's willing to be with him for whatever reason, and he is lucky enough to be with a 29-year-old girl. I don't know. That'll probably be the thing that kills him at 84. But, you know, what a way to go, as they used to say, right? So we got all that stuff that is lined up, ready to go. Again, my name is Mike Elam. I am going to have a wonderful time tonight. Matt's going to have a great time tonight. If you stick around, the odds are you're going to have a good time, too. So we're going to talk with Joe McCullough on the other side of the break. We'll find out how much fun is it to lock people up in St. Charles County. It's probably not the way that Joe's going to phrase it, but we'll talk to him about that. It is News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live and local, this is St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
KMOX. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for tuning in tonight for At Your Service. I love that listening to the PSAs that was playing right before this, and I'm so jelly. I was like, does that mean I'm fat? Because it shakes. But evidently that's not what the term means. We went with Jelly Roll, then that's a whole country music singer now that has Post Malone tattoos on his face. It's all good. So we need to move on and get back on topic. We appreciate you hanging out tonight. Wanted to introduce you to a guy who is the new prosecuting attorney at St. Charles County. His name is going to sound familiar because he's been around the region for a very long time, but he also has a brother that had a very similar job for a very long time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to St. Charles County's prosecuting attorney, Mr. Joe McCullough. Joe, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Mike. Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, I appreciate you making the time. I wanted to have you on another radio station when you first got the job, but you were being sworn in at the time. And I thought, well, okay, I get it. That's a good excuse to not come on. That's something that probably needed to be done.
I thought it was a good excuse, but I hated to miss the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Hey, I just wanted to spend a little bit of time in talking a little bit about your background. How'd you end up to where you are? So you're a St. Louis guy, right? You grew up here.
Correct. I grew up in North St. Louis around Highway 70 in Goodfellow. My dad was a police officer, so our street was actually half of it was in the city of St. Louis and half of it was in Pine Lawn. And so that's where I grew up at. But most of the things I did went the Pine Lawn way as far as school when I was young.
So you didn't always you weren't always an attorney. You did something before you went to law school, didn't you?
Yes. I followed in my father's footsteps. As soon as I got out of high school, I joined the St. Louis Police Department, where I spent 24 years in various positions on the police department while going to school off and on over those 24 years till I had a undergraduate degree from Webster University. And then I received a law degree from St. Louis University in 1998. And I retired from the police department in 1998 after 24 years.
Hey, Matt's very excited. He's a Webster guy as well. So there you go. Yeah. Hey, yeah. We're all about here. Did you always want to be a cop growing up? Like, was that your thing?
I always wanted to be a policeman. As a lot of people know, because you mentioned my brother earlier, has been around for a while, so most people know our stories. He was killed when I was 7 years old in the line of duty. But I wanted to be a police officer even before that. So I'm going to go back to at least 5 years of age. And that didn't change with his death, and so that's all I wanted to be was a policeman.
How did you go, 24 years as a police officer, great career that you have at that point, but how do you go from being a police officer to being an attorney? What made you make that jump?
To be honest, once I got promoted on the police department in 1990, I don't want to say that I didn't enjoy the job anymore, but I didn't enjoy it as much. I became a supervisor, and so I wasn't doing the work, and I had spent a number of years in homicide, a number of years in the detective bureau, where you're doing the heavy lifting as far as police departments go. And so becoming a supervisor kind of took the fun out of the job as far as I was concerned at that point. And my brother has been the prosecutor out in St. Louis County, and I just saw that as even a bigger way of helping individuals. So instead of helping just one person that might be the victim of a crime, I thought by being a prosecutor, and so I went to law school with the intention of being the prosecutor in St. Charles County. That's where I lived at. And I wanted to be the prosecuting attorney in St. Charles County so that I could help a lot more people than just one individual victim of a crime.
Well, you must have been motivated because after being out of school that long, to turn around and go back to law school, of all things, not an easy thing to do straight out of college, but to take that much time, have a whole career, basically, 24 years in law enforcement, and then go to law school, kudos for you for getting back to school. That's a tough one. I did that myself. I was on the 32-year degree plan. So I know you're thinking, geesh, and this is my county council guy. That's what you have to work with, man. That's the guy that's sitting on that dais. But
that's the kind of guy we like on there because he knows what the world's really about.
It's, you know, you get out of radio and you go back to school and you start another career. But there's a lot of guys who I've seen make that move from being a police officer. I mean, Tom Hughes, who's been a home builder for a long time, 19 years as a St. Charles police officer, and then got into the home building world. Then you moving to be an attorney. How long did you practice law? Did I lose you? I think I lost Joe there for a second. Okay, so we'll try to get Joe back here for a little bit. He's got a great story. Love the fact of his dad was in law enforcement. Horrible life story from that standpoint, and losing his dad. But to go back after 24 years, get back to law school, and get his law degree, and then turn around and to make it to our prosecuting attorney. I think Matt's trying to get him back on the phone right now. So we'll do a little bit there. I wanted to get into the fact of he mentioned it earlier in the interview that he always wanted to be a prosecuting attorney. And obviously he knew what he was getting into because he saw what happened with his brother being the prosecuting attorney. But then he finally got the opportunity after all this time to become a prosecuting attorney. But he spent some time in St. Charles County on the county council. He was actually on the county council for a few years. I think he served on there, I want to say from 2005 to 2008. Something like that is when he was on the county council. So, fantastic guy. We're very honored to have him to be a part of the St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. And he's a guy who definitely takes law and order very, very seriously, as you might get from the fact having that much time as a police officer. I love the fact that he's talking about once I get to be a supervisor, the fun fell out of it. There's a lot of that with a lot of occupations. When you move away from being the hands-on person who's actually doing all the work, you miss that joy of actually being a part of problem-solving, being able to go meet the problem head-on, solve it, and then move forward. Hey, Joe, are you back with me? Joe, are you back with me?
I'm back, Mike. My apologies. I don't know what happened there.
Hey, it's all good. It's technical issues. So it happens from time to time. Hey, so I was just talking about the fact you had mentioned earlier you always wanted to be the prosecuting attorney. Why did you want to be a prosecuting attorney?
Again, as I was saying, I thought that being the prosecuting attorney through the experience that I saw with my brother is that would give me the opportunity to serve and help more people than just the individual that I was helping as a police officer, the individual victim of a crime. This would give me the opportunity to help a lot more victims, through the prosecution of individuals versus just one person at a time that I was doing as a police officer.
So I got to attend the crime summit that we did the other day downtown, and the regional crime summit that was hosted. And you were at that crime summit. I just wanted to kind of pick your brain for a little bit. When you look at the St. Louis area, what do you see as the biggest, I guess, threat would be a bad word to use, but the biggest issue that we're really facing with crime in the St. Louis region? What do you think is the biggest issue that we're facing there?
Well, I think, obviously, violent crime is the most important stuff that we're facing, and I don't quite understand the uptick in violent crime. Why that is, whether it's the, as we say, we talk about guns and that, if you take away guns from law-abiding citizens, only criminals will have guns. But what you're finding out is by those law-abiding citizens having guns, you're seeing a lot of vehicles getting broken into, and the legal guns are now becoming illegal guns. And I think you saw that out in St. Charles at a couple of businesses where they broke into dozens of cars and found dozens of guns in different cars and stuff like that. So I think the proliferation of guns, we don't want to take guns away from everybody, but I think there needs to be some type of addressing of that situation because of the individuals that are leaving guns in cars, and then those guns are getting stolen and falling into the hands of people that are doing bad things with them.
Obviously, we've had a lot of challenges with the St. Louis region, with the Circuit Attorney's Office down here. I'm not going to ask you to comment about all of that, to be honest with you. I want to focus more on your job with St. Charles. When you look at St. Charles County and being the prosecuting attorney out there, one of the things that Tim Lomar had always told me about is at any given time, 60% of the people that were part of the St. Charles, that were incarcerated in the St. Charles County Jail, were not St. Charles County residents, which brings up an interesting challenge for the prosecuting attorney for St. Charles County. The crime problem in St. Charles, not exactly the same crime problem that is facing downtown St. Louis, but I guess they are related in a larger scale, aren't they?
Yeah, they're on a larger scale. I mean, it's a regional problem, and criminals are going to come where there is things of value. And St. Charles County is a very, I don't want to say a wealthy county, but it doesn't have any decaying areas.
I think it's fair to say because it is the number one per capita household income in the state of Missouri. It is the wealthiest county from that standpoint, the state of Missouri. So I think you're fair to say that.
Correct. And so that's going to bring people out that are looking to, commit crimes because they know that it's a target-rich environment, if you will. And you brought up that about the 60%. I just gave a speech and just updated some numbers with regards to a task force that we have out here in St. Charles County addressing some issues. And 70% of the individuals that were arrested for the crimes from this task force were not from St. Charles County.
Wow.
So that's an issue that you have to know. And so we are trying to get the word out there that if you come to St. Charles or if you live here in St. Charles and you commit a crime, especially a violent crime, you're not going home. And that's the message that we're trying to deliver. I think I'm going to tell this story. I hope nobody gets mad at me for telling it, but I'm going to tell the story that a narcotics unit out here tried to get some people to come out for a sales case or whatever, and the word was, we're not going to St. Charles because they don't play out there. So they weren't taking that word. So that's the word that we want to get across to everybody out there, that if you come out here or if you're out here and you live out here and you're going to commit a crime, you're not going to go home.
We're talking with Joe McCullough. He is the St. Charles County prosecuting attorney. How long have you been in the job now?
1 month today.
It is flying by. Look at that. You already got a month under your belt. You're yes, ready sir. ready to run for re-election already. That's just it's all set up and ready to go. Well, I was excited. I know there were 11 people, I think, who went for the prosecuting attorney job. And I was very excited when Steve Ellman announced that you were his choice for that, because I was filling in over at Mark Reardon's show on 97.1, and I ran into Jane Duker, who always seems to be there when I'm there. I guess I just have the short straw. I don't know how that works. But I said, have you heard Joe McCullough is going to be the guy? And she went off on a 15-minute rant about what a fantastic choice Joe McCullough to be the prosecuting attorney was. And I know that's a lady who knows her law enforcement very well. We disagree on a lot of politics. But in law enforcement, I know she knows that well. I am very excited that you were there, and I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us tonight on At Your Service. Any last parting words about what you're hoping to do in the job?
I'm just hoping to continue on. I took over a very good office. I was pleasantly surprised by the experience that I have in the office. With as far as the attorneys and the staff that are there. And I just look forward to moving. And my biggest promise is to the victims out here. I know that was one of the things as a police officer that I tried to do is keep them informed of their case and make sure that they knew the small things, where the courthouse was, how to get there. If they needed a ride, we would provide them with a ride and stuff like that. So I want to make sure that our victims advocate, they did a good job. I want to make sure that that they are doing the little things because this is about the victims, and then we'll get the justice that the victims deserve and the justice that the defendants deserve.
Well, Joe, congratulations on your 1 month anniversary.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking the time tonight. Have a great weekend.
I will do that. Thank you.
That is Joe McCullough. He is the prosecutor for St. Charles County. He's a great guy, great family, and St. Charles County is in very good hands with Joe at the helm there. Hey, speaking of St. Charles County, which I always seem to do because I'm a homer for St. Charles County and an unapologetic homer for St. Charles County at that. We're going to talk to Ed Akers on the other side of the break. Local 636 Day is coming up on this Saturday. We'll tell you what that means in just a little bit. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thank you for listening to News Radio 1120 KMOX. Thanks for listening to At Your Service on News Radio 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Sitting in tonight, having a wonderful time. We got to meet Joe McCullough. Have a nice conversation with Joe. He is a prosecuting attorney in St. Charles County. And you're thinking, hey, is St. Charles County safe? By doggy, it is. And we just learned that by talking to the prosecuting attorney, which means you have absolutely no reason to not be in St. Charles County at 3 o'clock this Saturday for Local 636 Day. Ed Akers is one of a few folks who have put Local 636 together. Wanted to invite him back in to talk a little bit about what's going on in historic Frenchtown this weekend. Ed, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Nice segue. I like that.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. Come on out. I love that intro. That's perfect.
I promised Chris Kyle that I would get a shot in for him because I had a conversation with him earlier today. I know Chris is involved with you with this. Stacy Fernandez is involved in this. You guys have got big things that are going on with 636 Day on Saturday, don't you?
Yes, sir. Second ever 636 Day on Saturday, June 3rd. So trying to establish June 3rd every year as 636 Day. Thank you to you for your part in making that officially recognized as a day this year by St. Charles County.
We were excited to do it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, to actually have that and to be on the books, to have June 3rd officially as 636 Day is fantastic. And we've got a great street festival planned with tons of live music and food and live art and interactive stuff and fun for the whole family.
So tell me a little bit. I know it's going to happen on Saturday starting at 3, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Last year we did the whole 6:36 thing and started at 6 p.m. You know, we've got to be a little creative out here in St. Charles County because there's no June 36th. But this year we figured, hey, it's on a Saturday. It was such a hit last year. Let's try to squeeze a few more hours out of it and start it at 3. So we are doing a toast at 6:36 p.m., however. So we'll be able to have a kind of a toast to St. Charles, maybe a few words from one or more of the mayors. So that'll happen at 6:36 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday night.
Well, that'll be exciting. You've even got your own beer.
We do. We collaborated with Good News Brewing last year to come out with the Good News Brewing Local 636 Hazy IPA. It's a great beer for this time of year. It's a hoppy, hazy, kind of juicy beer, and that'll be available. It's actually, Mike, it's in Schnucks. I didn't even know that until someone sent me a picture. How crazy is that?
I did not know that either. See, Dan is everywhere.
You can buy that beer at Schnucks and maybe other places too. I don't know. That's just the picture I saw, but yeah, that will be on tap at Good News on Saturday as well. So, come on and try that.
So are you going to – I believe last year you had a main stage and then a side stage. Are you going to do that again this year?
Yeah, we did, and we do. We have kind of three stages. We have a main stage. We have a side stage, which is that truck again, which you just kind of have to come out to see that to get to kind of understand what that is.
You have to experience it. You can't talk about it.
Only in St. Charles County, yeah. Do we have a stage as a truck? And then we will have a stage inside La Belle Vie, which is one of the cafes down there. We have a band called Inimical Drive, fresh off of a play playing Point Fest last weekend, to do an unplugged acoustic set. So we actually have three different locations for performances.
I did not know about the La Belle Vie, which, by the way, was just named as the best breakfast place in St. Louis.
Best breakfast, I know, right? That's it's not crazy because it's a great breakfast, but so cool that it's right there literally in our backyard.
Mark and Melissa have done a fantastic job with that and really got it up and running. I think they've only been there for, is it a year or is it 2 years already?
It might be closer to two. I think it was right at the end of, or middle of COVID, maybe. That's, you know, that's kind of the time marker for everything now, right?
You know, I have, speaking of hazy IPA, I have a whole hazy COVID time frame. There are a couple of years there that anytime somebody says, wasn't that just a year ago? And I'm like, oh, no, that was 3 years ago. I lost 2 years in COVID. I have no idea what happened there. It was everybody stayed at home. You started working remotely, and I discovered Zoom. So beyond that, before, I always said Zoom was a kid show when I was growing up done in Boston, Mass. But evidently, there's a whole other thing that goes along with it. Well, I'm excited about 636 Day. I appreciate you letting i3 Broadband be a part of it and being down there. Any advice for people who are going to come down and the best way to experience it?
Yeah, thanks. Yes, definitely. So a lot of people are asking about parking. There is, you know, street parking. There's a there's an athletic complex called Steel Shop Athletic Events that is about two blocks south of the event, two blocks south of Good News Brewing or LaBelle V. They're kind enough to let us use their parking lot. We also have Cottleville Caddyshack providing golf cart rides. So they'll be kind of patrolling the streets around the festival. If you have to park further away, they will be able to give you a ride to the festival free of charge. My other advice is get there early because Steve Ewing of The Urge kicks us off at 3 p.m.
No way. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, it is. We wanted to have someone on there early to get people out early, and what better name, you know, in the local music scene than Steve. So he starts right at 3. So if you want to see him, you're going to want to get there early. Plenty of vendors, plenty of food, plenty of beverage, plenty of other, like I said, kind of cool interactive arts craft stuff to do, and then a ton of live music. So bring the family. It's free. Come experience the booming Frenchtown area.
So if people wanted to find out a little bit more or maybe share the event or something, best way to do that, I'm assuming, is through social media?
Everything social is at Local636. We also have the website 636day.com. That's the numerical 636day.com. And then, yes, everything on socials. The event is there. All the information is there. There's probably too much information on there, so you won't be at a loss for it.
There you go. Well, that is Ed Akers, part of the local 636 group who has put this together in historic Frenchtown. Ed, thanks for taking some time, and good luck this weekend. I know it's going to be fantastic. We know the weather's going to be there. It's not going to rain, so it should turn out to be a fantastic time.
Hope to see everyone there Saturday. Thanks, Mike.
That is Ed Akers. It's going to be a good time. If you haven't been out to historic Frenchtown, you need to discover what's going on, because there are a lot of things in St. Charles County that just keep booming, especially in the city of St. Charles. They have some fantastic festivals with the Arts Festival, with Oktoberfest that goes on down there. There's all kinds of great stuff. And Local 636 Day is going to be the next big event that you're going to want to be a part of. Speaking of being a part of, there is a ton of stuff that is going on at Lake of the Ozarks. If you haven't been to Lake of the Ozarks, say, since before COVID, which was obviously 23 years ago, judging by my foggy math, but if you haven't been to Lake of the Ozarks in the past few years, you're going to be amazed at what's different down there. We are going to talk with Casey Van Allen on the other side of this break, and Casey is going to tell us a little bit about what's going on at Lake of the Ozarks, because he is tied into the scene. So you're going to learn more about that on At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out with Matt and I tonight on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
News, talk, sports. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
The sounds of summer. Every time you hear Margaritaville, you instantly think of summer. You think of beach. You think of shrimp. You think of margaritas, of course. Even Jimmy Buffett has decided he wants to be a part of Lake of the Ozarks. If you haven't been to Lake of the Ozarks in a while, you are probably going to be amazed the next time that you go by there. Joining us on our Quiver River Electric guest line, we have got a guy who is a legendary KMOX guy. He was a production director here for a long time, and he probably taught the majority of radio personalities that you know around town all about radio. His name is Casey Van Allen. He is now the owner of KRMS Radio and TV, and he is an all-around amazing guy. Casey, thanks for joining your old station, KMOX. Welcome back.
Oh, Thank you very much, Mike. You know, it is more than just my old station. It's my old family. And I miss all of you guys a lot. But we're having a heck of a good time down here at the Lake of the Ozarks, and I invite everybody in St. Louis to come on down.
How long have you been at Lake of the Ozarks now?
I left KMOX in 2001.
Wow.
And, and I've been here since then. Of course, I was at KMOX for 21 years.
Well,
and KHTR, which was our FM station, Hit Radio 103.
Back in the day. Look at you.
Back in the good old day of the 80s when music was wonderful.
Well, at least the Cardinals are back on KMOX, and they were here when you were here. So luckily tonight, they decided to take two nights off in a row. So I get the opportunity to pop in here for a little while and have a conversation with you. You have really just made yourself part of the fabric of Lake of the Ozarks since you got there. It's really become a completely different place, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. When I came down here in 2001, well, I built my first radio station down here in 1976 when I was 23 years old.
Wow.
And it has really amazingly changed since then. But here in the last, since COVID, we have really, really upped the scale. I was an alderman in Lake Ozark for a number of years, and we decided to find out really what was going on. So we put traffic counters out before COVID, and we put and then kept them up for 2 years after. Get this, the traffic count on Highway 54, which was mostly people coming from St. Louis, went from 3 million per summer to 13 million by 2022.
Wow. Where are you putting all these people?
That is an amazing story because developers have been coming down here by the Grove building condos once again, where they stopped in the 80s. And now they're building condos again. As a matter of fact, we have a new one going up on Horseshoe Bend, a luxury condo. And we have another one near the Grand Glaze that Topsider, where the famous bar and restaurant was. And it's an amazing project of about 300 condos.
Man, well, I knew Tantera has become Margaritaville, correct?
That's correct. And so they completely remodeled the place. And the Missouri broadcasters are having their annual convention there tonight.
Oh, how about that? I bet you can go see some old friends.
Well, I think I would see a few KMOX people there, and I think there's a lot of radio people from KMOX there.
We are talking to Casey Van Allen. He is the owner of KRMS Radio and TV down in Osage Beach, a longtime KMOX guy. But now he is all Lake of the Ozarks and everything that is that. I guess the television show Ozark probably did a lot to bring the area to national prominence of people from outside of the area who may not have known that. But it seems like everybody and their brother is headed to central Missouri these days.
Yes, it's true. You know, I think part of the reason is inflation, which has made the 2 hour drive from St. Louis and 2.5 hour drive from Kansas City a lake premier destination. And we have, you know, some of the attractions here that people may not know. We have the largest state park in the state. Which is great for campers. Everybody's wanting to do their RVs these days. They have hookups. We've got public beaches, and not to mention numerous, almost countless, waterfront bars with swimming pools.
You got to love that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're starting to become the live music mecca of Mid-Missouri. Ozarks Amphitheater was built about 15 years. No, it was built about 25 years ago. And we now have some major, major artists coming to town. Trace Adkins, Earth, Wind, and Fire on July 2nd, Dierks Bentley, Incubus, Blues Traveler, and St. Louis's Pride and Joy, Michael McDonald. The Doobie Brothers will be here in late August. And we've got another concert venue that just opened up, a new venue here at the lake, the Encore. And they have a summer concert series, mostly country bands, but people like Billy Bob Thornton, the actor. Yes, he's got a band now, and he's going to be here July 2nd. And Scotty Austin from Saving Abel will be here. And not to mention, this weekend, we have Power Fest, which is a high-speed powerboat, offshore powerboat race. And the Shootout, which is another boat race, that's coming up on August 25th. You know, a lot of people might want to go to Branson because of country shows.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, now we have a Main Street Music Hall has reopened, been remodeled. They got a new show. They did their very first show last week. And let me tell you, the reviews are outstanding. The people on stage are so talented, and that's another venue that you can enjoy here. Not to mention Cannonball, that's where the dogs jump like 35 feet. That's going on at Dog Days in 2 weeks. Hot Summer Nights, a car show on the Bagnell Dam Strip. And, oh, my gosh, there's so many things going on here, much more than years past, because we got to have stuff for these people, all these people that are coming down here to do.
Well, if you have 13 million people that are coming to Lake of the Ozarks, where are they staying? Like, a guy who's a local guy there, you can't have enough hotel rooms for 13 million people. How are they finding places to stay?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. There is two websites that people are using pretty good. Of course, there's always VRBO. There are so many houses down here that are on VRBO, it's astounding. But if you don't want to do that, you can go to a couple of websites. Funlake.com is one of them. And you can see not only all the attractions that are going on, it's run by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Very well done a website, and a new one that we just kind of put together with some friends, the LOZ app, and you can check there for lodging. And they have a really cool little thing on Fun Lake called the visit widget. And let's say, for instance, you're going to stay at Margaritaville. Okay, you put that location in and the dates, and it will tell you all the attractions that are going on around Margaritaville or
wow.
any location that you're at the lake.
That's amazing. Yeah. It also, I'm on Fun Lake right now, and it looks mm-hmm. like there's an area that's got coupons that you can check out. The events are there, the meetings, the local services. You can plan your trip. It looks like it's got a little bit of everything, including vacation ideas. So
yes.
if you say, I want to go to the lake, but I really don't know what I want to do at the lake, it's got a little bit of everything for you to figure out.
That would be the first place I go. And then if you've got a smartphone, try the LOZ app. That's another good one. One thing, too, the Lake of the Ozarks last year was rated the best recreational lake in America by USA Today. That's quite an award that we got.
That is amazing. The LOZ app is where you can go on your phone to find that
yes.
out. Man,
one thing that we could all look forward to next year is the Oasis. And they just started clearing the land for that now at the end of the Grand Glaze Bridge. And what it's going to be is amazing. A $350 million mini Six Flags is, I guess, the best way to put it.
Wow.
And yeah.
It just seems like it keeps getting bigger and bigger. I really appreciate you taking some time with us to tell people about it. We're talking with Casey Van Allen. He is the owner of KRMS Radio and TV there in Osage Beach. Casey, it's been great catching up with you, and I'm so glad that you have become the Lake of the Ozark guy, because I didn't know who to turn to about all this.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I always am honored to be on the great KMOX, because it really has a special, special place in my heart.
Well, it's been our honor to have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Casey Van Allen. Casey, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. We are going to talk more travel on the other side here at News Radio 1120 KMOX.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.